This is Jay Sekulow. Brand new poll results out of Iowa. What does it mean for the general election?
It won't be long.
Live from Washington, D.C.
It won't be long.
Jay Sekulow Live.
It won't be long.
We have differing views on this. Some of the people, actually one of the people running for president, thinks it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I don't.
Ron Paul would be dangerous as a president because of his foreign policy. I have the right perspective. I will stand for our ally Israel, and I'll stand up and make sure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No. I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
Now, if he were to get the Republican nomination,
he won't.
Let's say he were, could you vote for him?
No. The people of the United States are not going to accept somebody who thinks it's irrelevant if Iran gets a nuclear weapon.
Nobody else wants to dismantle the military, including Obama, but he does. Even Obama doesn't want to repeal the Patriot Act, but he does.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, as you could tell from that open, a lot of attack being aimed and targeted at Ron Paul, mostly because of the statements that he's made on foreign policy. Domestic policy is not so much, but on foreign policy, the criticism is ferocious and it's real. And as I've said on this broadcast, as someone that has an office in Jerusalem that works in Israel, we are very concerned about that policy as well and what it would mean for stability in the Middle East, but also what it would mean for global stability to have a nuclear Iran. And if Iran were to use a weapon against our ally Israel, for Ron Paul to say, no, I will not step in to defend, to me, is a dramatic statement. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is in the studio with me. Let me give you the most recent poll numbers here that we've gotten on Iowa. And there's supposed to be a poll released literally any minute now, a new poll. But here's the most recent. The Real Clear Politics average from 12/19, that's before Christmas, to after Christmas, 12/28, has Romney at 21.8, Paul at 20.8, so statistically even, Gingrich down to 15.3, Santorum at 12.3, Perry 10.5, Bachman 9.5, Huntsman 3. Now, CNN released their poll, Romney 25, Paul 22, Gingrich 14, Santorum 16, which is a huge surge for him, Perry at 11, Bachman at 9, Huntsman down at 1. So as it's getting closer, there seems to be some movement here for Rick Santorum. And Ron Paul, although not falling off the cliff as some of Newt Gingrich's numbers have clearly, David, Ron Paul's numbers are hurting. And I think it's over the foreign policy issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there are a lot of voters that are starting to flirt with him as an alternative, and they just didn't know how extreme his views were. I mean, this is a guy whose views are right in line with groups like Code Pink and some of the radical anti-war leftists that you're going to find on the coast. I mean, this guy is really out there on his foreign policy.
Yeah, and you know, like you say, on this broadcast, we don't endorse supposed candidates for public office, but we got to cover the news. And Ron Paul's foreign policy issues are in the news, and we're going to give you what our opinions are. Our phone lines are open for you. I want to know who you're for, who you're against. Are you undecided? What do you see as the key issues? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now that we're with less than a week to go, about 5 days to go to the Iowa caucus, where would you be leaning if you were in Iowa? 1-800-684-3110. We want your phone calls. Now, I need to give a gigantic, huge thank you to the ACLJ friends and members that supported our work yesterday. Online response. We've been asking people to go online and make donation support to the ACLJ. Beat our expectations. We are thrilled. We're not there yet at our matching challenge goal, but we're getting close. If you've not yet donated to the ACLJ, go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Remember, any amount you donate, any single amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. We had a lot of people that donated $1,000 yesterday, which means we get $2,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulow.com.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Well, that's because we're just 5 days out of the vote in Iowa, and obviously the, you know, we're not seeing the ads, of course, in our media center. We're seeing the replays of some of these ads. By the way, is this the brand new Rasmussen poll that's just come out? At least the Rasmussen poll right now has Romney at 23, Paul at 22, and Santorum at 16. Will, is that the one we were looking for? It is. Okay, so that's the brand new poll that's come out there. We got a lot of calls that are coming in, but again, let me say a thank you, and I want to do this on air. I'm not going to give last names here, but to Alan and to Andrew, Benny, Brandon, Bruce, Brian, Daniel, Deborah, Gallen, Gordon, Joanna, Kevin, Phil, Richard, Robert, Stephen, and Thomas, thank you for your large, generous support. These were individuals that just yesterday gave over $1,000 to the ACLJ, some a lot more than that, online only. And when that happens, we're getting a matching grant, folks. So in what just came in yesterday from those folks, it raised tens of thousands of dollars to keep this broadcast on the air, to keep our offices open around the globe, especially in Washington, D.C. So I want to encourage you right now to support our work at the ACLJ. It's the end of the year. We've just got 2 days left to meet our matching challenge. We're getting close. We need your help. ACLJ.org, or call us. You can also do this on the phones, folks. You can make a pledge on the phones, make a donation on the phones or online. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And, of course, the easiest way to make that donation is ACLJ.org, and I encourage you to do just that. Okay, we're going to go right to our phones, and we're going to get to your calls right now. Let's go to Ken. He's calling in California. He's lonely on three. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jay. I just wonder, it seems like one candidate after another gets to the front of the pack in the polls and then sinks back with some disastrous issue. So what is your opinion? One dark horse possible candidate is Rick Santorum. I don't know that much about him. How do you analyze his stance on things like pro-life, Israel, Obamacare, reviving the economy?
I think on the first three, let me tell you, on Obamacare, on Israel, Middle East, foreign policy, Rick Santorum is rock solid. And I will tell you this. I know Rick. I know all the candidates, not all of them well. I either have met them significantly or am friends with many of them. I am not stunned at Rick Santorum's rise here, but for this fact. It was either going to be Rick Santorum or Michelle Bachmann. Would have been the two that I thought, if you have this kind of conservative fight going on, that would have been the two. And I Michelle Bachmann won the straw poll. So you would have thought it would have more logically have gone to Michelle Bachmann. But Rick Santorum's definitely the one that is right now. Rick Santorum seems to be searching. Let me play a soundbite for you. This is number 14. This gives you a little bit of the sense of the foreign policy on Rick Santorum. We're going to be fair to all the candidates, fair to President Obama, too. Like I said, we're not endorsing or opposing here. We're just giving you the news. Number 14.
I would just say that there are several crises that Barack Obama has not brought us through, and a lot of them are on a national security basis. Look what's going on in Iran, with the development of a nuclear weapon that could completely change the national security posture of the entire Western world, including the United States and Israel. Look at what's happened in Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamists.
And let me take it a step further. We know now, David, that in Egypt, with the second round of elections, it's about a 62% control factor with radical Islamists. You have fought in these wars as a judge advocate general in the army. This isn't shocking. We said this was going to happen. But again, when you look at this reality, the president with the Arab Spring and all this hope, I think that's been a failed policy of the Obama administration.
Well,
absolutely.
If there's one word that sums up the Obama policy, it is naive. He actually believed that all these Facebooking, Twittering youth were going to be ushering in this new era of, it's almost like American-style democracy. No, these people, many of these people were the front lines, the shock troops of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood has long had enormous support in Egypt, and this democratic uprising was logically going to bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power. When you hear the administration talk, you think they're naive. They don't know the region. They don't know the culture.
I'll tell you, we do, because we work over there. We operate over there. And the reality is it's shocking what is happening there. Let's go about right to Jim. He's calling in Florida. We're going to try to hear from people that support all the different candidates. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was calling about the comment about the Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I'm a former military officer, active Army. My two sons both served in Iraq.
Yes, sir.
One Marine, one in the Army.
Appreciate your service and your son's service.
Just got back from Iraq, and I mean, we're not sitting in the green zone. They're out there doing what they're supposed to do. I was kind of, the one guy said, well, these liberal guys on the left saying about Ron Paul. I agree with Ron Paul. We don't need to be involved in Iraq other than if it was oil. I mean, if we're going to overthrow dictators, why didn't we do something in North Korea?
Okay, would you agree with Ron Paul on a stand on Iran, where he said if Iran had a nuclear weapon and utilized that weapon against Israel, he would not intervene?
Israel has nuclear weapons.
Hold it. But if Israel's not, let's say Israel doesn't preemptively utilize it. Let me play you exactly, I think the way to do this, to be fair, is let's play exactly the question as it was asked with Ron Paul. From Megyn Kelly, our friend at Fox News, number 11.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No. I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jim. Again, respecting your service to the country, and I appreciate that. So do you agree with that statement that if Israel was attacked by Iran with a nuclear weapon, that the United States should do nothing?
Israel is more than capable.
Now, let me, here's the question. They're capable if they were to make a first strike, but let's assume this is not a first strike. If Iran were to deploy nuclear weapons at Israel, you realize they could wipe Israel off the face of the earth in that nuclear strike.
You know what? Then before Iran even lit something to get hot, to go forward into Iraq, into Israel,
yep,
Israel would already be informed by our satellites and would be known to capture.
That's not the. Here's the question. Let me ask it again, Jim, last time. And I appreciate your service to the country. If Iran launches a nuclear weapon, successfully deploys a nuclear weapon against Israel and attacked Israel, that was the question that Ron Paul was asked. Would you then, if Israel was attacked with a nuclear weapon from Iran, would you come in and defend Israel and help Israel with whatever semblance they have left to defend itself?
It's going to be hard to say.
Okay, well, here's the problem. You had that. What that brings about, in my view, is complete instability, not only in the region, Jim, but in the entire country, because you could have the entire world subject to Iranian and extremist groups that have nuclear weapons, and if we have an isolationist policy, it did not work out well in World War II. It will not work out well what would be equivalent of a World War III. David?
Well, and Jim, one thing that I think is important to remember is Iran's our enemy. I served in Iraq also, and our base was 14 miles from the Iranian border, and there was a steady stream of weapons and ammunition coming to the insurgents from Iran. Iran is funding and supplying the people who are killing our troops every day. Iran is actually our enemy, not just Israel's enemy, and we have showed remarkable restraint against Iran. And there is no guarantee that if Iran gets a nuclear weapon that it would, quote-unquote, only use it against our ally Israel.
Right.
It would use it as a weapon against the civilized world.
All right, Burns calling on line 5 from California. Burns, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that Bachman would be my first choice because they're Bachman and then Santorum, they're both true conservatives, but I feel like I really understand Bachman's positions on the issues, and I feel like she has the same values that I have. I trust her judgment. I think she's balanced. And I would really like to see her as president, and I think it's time for a woman president, too.
Well, interestingly, Michelle Bachmann, who we're friends with as well, as I said, we're friends with most of these candidates. She is on one of a number of our briefs, including our brief on the health care issue. She had an interesting exchange with Newt Gingrich, who was then leading the pack. That is, since he's fallen. But let's play number 8.
Sometimes Congresswoman Bachmann doesn't get her facts very accurate.
But can I rebuttal, have a rebuttal for getting my facts wrong?
Absolutely, Congresswoman.
because this isn't just once. I think it's outrageous to continue to say over and over through the debates that I don't have my facts right, when as a matter of fact, I do. I'm a serious candidate for President of the United States, and my facts are accurate.
I'll tell you one thing, no matter what your position is on Michelle Bachmann, her debating skills have been excellent. She's done, I think, in the debate, she's either one place to show, David, just about every time. I mean, she's done a very, very job. And she's kind of where Mitt Romney's been very steady and very consistent, just very measured, presidential, a lot of people would say. Michelle Bachmann has been, you could tell she was a trial tax lawyer. I mean, she has gone after these issues with facts and has been well prepared.
Well, that's right. Maybe it's some of my pro-lawyer bias coming through here, but she does a good job. She presents her case very, very well, very clearly. You know, and a thing that's often overlooked about her is she has a remarkable personal story. I mean, this is somebody, 23 foster children. You talk about putting your, walking the walk when it comes to helping the least of these in our society and our
She's
culture.
Done it.
Yeah,
she and her husband Marcus have done it. Let me say this. You know, when people say we have a weak group of candidates, when I say we, the Republicans, let me tell you something. I don't think the Republicans have a weak group of candidates, and we, the American people, have strong leadership. Look, you may not agree with the president of the United States, but to think he's a weak candidate when he's running for re-election, that would be really naive, folks. This is one good campaigner, Barack Obama. He knows how to campaign. All right, ACLJ.org is where we want you to go to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice with your online support. We're in that matching challenge, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. The easiest way, ACLJ.org. Make that contribution. We get a matching grant. $10 is 20, 20 is 40, 100 is 200.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulow.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
Is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends and members. You're coming through to help us meet this $1 million matching challenge that we have. And boy, did we get a great response yesterday. I really am grateful and thankful to you all when I get my reports in the morning to know that so many of you, I get a list of the people that are standing with us. I went through the names of those folks, and there were many others that donated as well. Let me encourage you again, if you've not yet supported the work of the ACLJ, go to aclj.org. Make that online donation today. We are in a matching challenge. What that means, folks, we had people that donated $10, we got $20. People that donated $50, we got $100. We had a whole group of people that donated $1,000, we get $2,000. Some donated $3,500. That means we're getting $7,000. A couple people donated $5,000. We get $10,000. So you can imagine for us, this is huge. This is how we basically fund the D.C. operational base and a lot of the radio for the year. So if you enjoy this broadcast, if you enjoy our, you know, we're coming to you live. We're giving the analysis as it's breaking. You go to aclj.org, show your support, or call us. Simply call us at 877-989-2255 to make your donation. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Darren's calling from Indiana. He is on line 6. Hi, Darren.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a question about the lady that asked Ron Paul the question about the...
Megyn Kelly, yeah.
If Iran has a nuclear bomb and they aim it towards Israel.
Let me give you exactly what he said. If they have a nuclear weapon and they use it against Israel, attack Israel. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, and she asked him would he step in.
Yes.
Okay, and my thought was, did he take it as if she said, would you stand in the way of Israel defending itself? Because
the
administration has done that so many times.
No, he said, no, let me play you this bite again. I mean, people need to understand this, again, what the foreign policy position is of Ron Paul. It's very clear. Take a listen to it. It's number 11.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No. I'd let Israel take care of them.
All right, so what you got right there, let me say, you know, here's the issue. If it turned out that Israel, you know, if you were president and you were wrong and Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel with it, would you step in? Answer's no. So he's very clear, Darren, that, and that's, but look, this is not, I'm saying that this is his policy. I really believe he believes this. I mean, his isolationist view is what he's running on. He's not running away from this. He is saying he will not do this. Would you help Israel? His answer is no, I will not help Israel. So that's what he's saying, Darren.
Saying that he would not defend them, which, I mean, I would. I'd be so on it. I'd be there to defend them. If any president is out there, that is a clear statement.
He says, why should we interfere with Israel? We are always interfering with Israel when they're trying to deal with their neighbors. I mean, so it's very clear. But that, look, that's his position. That's what he's honestly running at. Eugene's calling from Wisconsin on line 5. Hi, Eugene.
I was just wondering, why isn't there a Democratic presidential campaign?
Something running against President Obama in the Democratic campaign for a couple of reasons. Number one, don't think, you know, people are naive if they think President Barack Obama is not a good campaigner. This man is a good campaigner. He knows how to run a campaign. He's telegenic. He's charismatic when he speaks. You may have policy disagreements. That's legitimate. That's the American process. We have, you know, policy disagreements. I've got policy disagreements with, obviously, I have policy disagreements with Ron Paul. He's a Republican. But the reason I don't think there's going to be anybody running against Barack Obama is he's a serious candidate that with most polls, if you were to, with the most recent polling data, other than Mitt Romney, okay, the most recent polling data has President Obama beating Gingrich, Bachman, Santorum, Paul, Perry, Huntsman, and Johnson. Now, it's early. Against Romney, it's the other way around. It's 39% Obama, Romney at 45%. Of course, this is all early. But that's the reason why you're not seeing any real Democratic opposition. He lines up well in a head-to-head contest. I think it'll be very close, is my personal opinion. But, David, he lines up well.
Well, absolutely. No one should underestimate him.
Not for a moment.
Who is the only politician in America to beat the Clinton political machine in 30 years, Barack Obama. I mean, he turned Bill Clinton, one of the best political campaigners of our time, into an irrelevancy during the primary. It was astonishing, this guy's political skills. And I really fear that conservatives are taking for granted that they can beat him, which is, to me, that's just, it's foolish to think that.
And it could come, look, folks, in reality, it's probably going to come down to Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. I mean, that's going to probably be where the election is. And let me tell you, in those states, it's going to be really, really close. All right, let's go right back to our phones. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Wayne and calling in Colorado. Obviously, some Ron Paul people calling. That's fine. We're glad you're listening to the program. Wayne, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Israel can defend itself. The only reason Israel is being attacked right now is because Israel or the United States is standing in the way of Israel.
Wait a minute. Israel's being attacked. Israel could defend itself. The only reason Israel is not being attacked right now is, you say that, I'm completely confused. What are you trying to say?
What I'm telling you is, look at biblical prophecy.
Yeah.
Stand against Israel. Nobody.
Well, what do you do? I understand biblical prophecy, and I do a lot of work at Israel, but how do you explain this to me, Wayne? If Israel was attacked and you were president of the United States with a nuclear weapon, would you come to the defense of Israel?
I would.
Okay. Well, that's the difference between your position and Representative Paul's. I mean, that's clearly where the differential is.
30 seconds to say your piece, because you're denying me a constitutional right of freedom of speech here. Just let me say my piece.
First of all, let me explain something to you. You don't have a constitutional right of freedom of speech on a radio broadcast. I'm not the government. I will let you speak, but you don't have a constitutional right to speak. I could shut the mic off right this moment if I wanted to, but it's getting ready for a new year, Wayne, so I won't. But go ahead, but need to be polite and courteous.
You won't let me speak.
Wayne, I just said speak.
Okay. Israel can defend itself. If the United States was to get out of the affairs of Israel... You were over there when Israel was being bombed and shot into Israel, right?
Yes, sir.
So if the United States were to get out of the affairs of Israel, Israel could dominate the whole Middle East and there would be peace over there.
You're living in Fantasy Island, my friend. Now its surrounding neighbors are mostly controlled by radical Islamists. David, you served in Iraq in the army. Explain to Wayne very quickly, because we're running out of time, the lack of reality in that. Wayne, I gave you your piece, but you need to listen to the response here.
Well, you've got a little country of about 4 million surrounded by 100 million people who are dedicated to its destruction. I mean, Israel cannot dominate that. Israel can defend itself when attacked, but it can't dominate that region. And the fact of the matter is, one of the main reasons why Israel can defend itself so well is because of our aid to Israel. They fly American F-16s, American-made Apache helicopters. They have an enormous benefit from our relationship with them, our special relationship with them, and it's absolutely in Israel's vital national interest that continue, as well as ours.
You remember this also. Israel defends itself, and where do they end up? At the International Criminal Court in The Hague. So that's the reality of what we're dealing with. Folks, I wish we could go another 30 minutes. Our phone lines are jammed, but have no fear. We're back live tomorrow, so we'll get more of your calls tomorrow. But what I want to do is encourage you as we close the broadcast out. Call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to support the work of the ACLJ, or the easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org. You go there, you make a donation, a contribution, tax deductible of any amount, we get it matched. Same thing on the phones, by the way, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. By the way, at ACLJ.org, I got a great interview with Joel Osteen on Israel. You want to watch that at ACLJ.org. And when you're there, make that online donation. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.